the book of Ezekiel. And this is our 17th study in the book of Ezekiel. And we come to Ezekiel chapter 28 today. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, Thus saith the Lord God, Because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Now, this passage speaks of the earthly ruler of Tyre, who is a very proud ruler. But it also refers to Satan, as we will see, who is the energizing force behind this wicked ruler. Verse 3, Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. Wiser than the prophet of Daniel in his own eyes, not in reality. 4, With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasuries. He used his wisdom to get wealth, but not to honor God. This is something that Daniel did not do. Verse 5, By thy great wisdom and by thy merchandise hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. So he did well. As far as this world is concerned, very well. And that is why he became very arrogant. And this parallels what happened to Lucifer. Verse 6, Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God, he, like the devil, wanted to be God. You know, they figured that they were better than God. They could do a better job than God. 7, Behold, Therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness. And the strangers here referred to the mighty superpower, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Verse 8, They shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. The pit here refers to hell, which is where all people who reject God go. Verse 9, Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am a God? I don't think so. But thou shalt be a man, and not God, in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God, and that's all it took. God speaking it. And the king of Tyre, he won't be such a big shot when he's about to face death, and he certainly won't think he is God when Babylon is destroying him and his mighty kingdom. Verse 11, Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Now, the focus beginning in verse 11 and 12 will now switch from the earthly ruler of Tyre to Satan. Verse 12, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. And again, this is referring to Lucifer. Lucifer, when first created by God, was perfect in wisdom and perfect in beauty. The most beautiful, the most talented, the strongest angel that God ever made. Verse 13, Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy timbrels and of thy flutes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. This was a fantastic creature that God created. And it says that he was in Eden. Now, some people think that Eden here refers to this planet before God recreated it in Genesis 1. And there are some scholars who believe that Satan was the ruler of the earth, and it was a beautiful place before he fell, that this was his domain. And I don't know. I guess I have to do more studying. I've studied that out, and I'm not convinced that that's true, but I guess I'm not 100% convinced that it isn't true, because there's a lot of wonderful Bible scholars who believe that that's exactly what happened. Verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub. Cherub is an angel that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Now it appears as if Lucifer was in charge of angelic worship before he sinned. 15. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. And pride was Lucifer's iniquity. Pride was his sin. He lost sight of the fact that everything that he had came from God. And he became arrogant over how wonderful he was, and he truly was wonderful. But he lost sight of the fact that all of his wonderful attributes came from God. 16. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Lucifer, in other words, lost his place and lost his position. His sin of pride lifted him up, so God knocked him down. And he's been the devil ever since. 17. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. He couldn't handle his greatness, and he couldn't handle his beauty, even though these things were gifts to him from God. He just couldn't handle. He started to look at himself rather than God. 18. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy merchandise. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be appalled at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. And that's his final destination. Satan's destiny is the fire of God's wrath in hell, and never shall he be any more. 20. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Sidon, and prophesy against it. Now Sidon was about 30 miles north of Tyre. They were sister cities, with Tyre being the more advanced and the stronger of the two. Verse 22. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have executed judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her. For I will send into her pestilence, and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her on every side, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And there shall be no more a pricking briar unto the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are round about them, that despise them, and they shall know that I am the Lord God. So God will blast Sidon with invasions and trouble because of her sin, and they won't be a hassle to God's people anymore. 25. Thus saith the Lord God, When I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the nations, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. And it's talking about the regathering of God's people Israel, and it refers to the millennial kingdom age, which will begin when Jesus Christ returns. 26. And they shall dwell safely in it, and shall build houses, and plant vineyards, yea, they shall dwell with confidence, when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God. And so the gathering of God's people Israel here, as I said, refers to the kingdom age, and Israel will not dwell in the safety that is spoken of here until that time comes, until Jesus Christ returns and is sitting on that throne, the throne of Israel, and actually the throne of the entire world himself. Then the good times will come for the nation Israel. And I believe we'll stop right there. We'll pick it up in chapter 29 next time. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.